Here's what I'm thinking, Ben, for a short episode with our remaining minutes here. Last night, as we record, were the Academy Awards?
Yes.
I've seen a few of the movies. I know you've seen a few. Should we just do it?
Yeah, you saw. You watched One Battle.
Let's start the episode. But yes. All right. So episode 1,225, the Academy Awards 2026. Or should we say 2025? Maybe I'll leave I'll have no year.
All right.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian. I'm Ben Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono. We're back.
All right, just a quick episode here to talk about a few of the movies. I'm just interested in your thoughts. I'll give my quick thoughts, and we'll go from there. I did see Sinners, which you might not know.
I didn't know that.
You have seen Sinners, correct?
I have.
Of the three movies I saw that were up for Best Picture, Sinners was my favorite. Where did you land on Sinners?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually... Okay. I'm A, surprised because I strongly disagree, and B, surprised because it's fairly violent.
Yeah, but you know, it's similar to Midnight Mass. There's something about a vampire story that I enjoy.
You know, you're good. You're down with vampire blood. I thought Sinners was okay. I thought the first half was pretty bad, actually, and I thought the second half was pretty great. So it took a long time to get going, and I didn't care for the first half while I was going. But I will say there's some really clever storytelling going on, and Michael B. Jordan was fantastic. I gave it 3 stars. I didn't like it all that much, but I liked some parts of it a lot, but disliked other parts quite a bit.
I gave it 4 stars, and I also gave 4 stars to One Battle After Another, which you loved.
I loved One Battle After
Another. Let's talk about that.
Just a phenomenal movie. I know you wrote like that it not necessarily your type of movie, but I think you agree, like, it was extremely well made.
I was watching it, and while I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, I can tell this is a good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm fully engaged, not bored, interesting characters. It just wasn't one that I see myself going back and rewatching.
I think that's fair.
But yes, excellent movie.
Excellent. And just like so many things about it, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson's just a phenomenal. Have you seen anything else? I'm sure. Phantom Thread. I think, which I don't think you liked. Have you seen There Will Be Blood?
Nope, haven't seen that.
I bet you'd feel similarly about that one in that you wouldn't regret watching it, but I don't think you would love it. Magnolia.
Oh, I love Magnolia.
Oh, okay, yeah. The Adam Sandler one, Punch Drunk Love.
This is what I've been wanting to see, and I still haven't.
I bet you'd like that one. So yeah, I love Paul Thomas Anderson. I mean, One Battle After Another, so supremely well made, just from like, and this is hardly the best thing about the movie, but from an action standpoint, that final car chase is so well done with the hills and even like to the point where she stops the car. It's
everything you're saying is true.
It's
so
good.
I'm watching that scene and just mesmerized by how they shot it.
Like, I'm so over most action scenes. I don't ever need to see a CGI thing blowing up by CGI characters again. But when you get a really good action scene where it's just like brilliantly put together and executed, which that one was, I love it. It's just fantastic.
So where do we land here? One Battle After Another won Best Picture.
It did.
And, I mean,
and director.
Okay.
And adapted screenplay because it's loosely based on a Thomas Pynchon novel.
But then Michael B. Jordan won Best Actor.
Correct.
And I don't know if I know what else. I think Sinners won other things. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Can we talk about a movie I saw that I think won nothing big or nothing major? F1.
I do want to say a couple more things about One Battle After
Another. Okay, let's come back to F1 then. Go ahead. Keep going.
I love and Sean Penn can be hit or miss. He's really good in this. It's just despicable.
Everybody's good in it, don't you think?
Yeah, I love the scene where he's riding in the elevator and he just like licks his comb or whatever he's trying to comb down his hair. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio's great. I love how funny it is in places.
Yeah, such good quirky humor. I was going to say about Sean Penn, and I almost wrote this in my review and I left it out, but you know how the character has a distinct walk?
Uh-huh.
I was at work the day after watching it and just thinking to myself, like I started to worry, do I walk like Sean Penn's character?
See?
Like, I was just like, yeah, I think I might a little bit. I don't want to.
The scene where Leonardo DiCaprio can't remember the password is so funny.
Yes, my favorite line in the movie is the guy who's on the other end of the phone, and we might be spoiling just a little bit here, and he's like, it's something about, you should have studied the rebellion text.
Yes. And then he's getting offended by him, and like, you know, so you have these multi-generational things coming in. It's fantastic. I haven't watched it again, but I want to very soon.
Okay, so I did. Okay, I think we both really. It seemed like we both really liked it. Okay, let's. So
F1. I've heard good things about it.
You know, I don't get it. I liked it, but I recently watched Days of Thunder, like a 1990s Tom Cruise racing movie, and this is better than that, but similar. Like, it's basically like hero needs to come save the day, and you know, I don't want to spoil exactly what happens, but you can imagine Brad Pitt's character does pretty good.
Ever since they went from 5 to 10, they've kind of used some of those extra places for stuff like that. That's kind of...
I don't think I even heard people talking about that movie, really.
It got good reviews. I don't know.
I liked it. I can't remember what I gave it. 3.5 is my guess. Okay. But nothing. There's nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't... Sinners and One Battle After Another seem like you could see why this is going up for best of the year. F1 was just there to me. And I didn't not like it. I just don't know if it's one of the best movies. I don't think it should be on the list of like top 10 movies of 2025.
Yeah. The other one I really want to see and have it watched is Hamnet, the Shakespeare one.
It's about Shakespeare's wife, though, right? Or is it about...
It's about Shakespeare's son.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be just phenomenal.
Yes, I've heard that's sad, and you know how I don't like sad things.
Yeah, but it's Shakespeare.
Yeah. That's on Peacock. You could watch on the Peacock if you want.
I'll think about it.
Peacock is actually one of my favorite streaming services, but they've lost wrestling now, which is the main reason I had it. So that's a downer.
Aunt Gladys from Weapons, which I know you don't know what I'm talking about.
I know the character.
She won Best Actress. I just rewatched Weapons, loved it even more the second time.
And this is still one you would not recommend to me, correct?
Yeah, it's a horror movie. Yeah. You're, it's not your type of thing. Mm-hmm. There was something I watched the other day that I didn't send you the code for because I knew you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I try and protect your innocence where I can.
I'm trying to see if there's any other movies worth it. Here, let's see. So, Begonia. You saw that, right?
Oh, I loved Begonia.
I can't remember if you recommended that one to me or not. I did. I've seen some of that person's work.
Yorgos, so you didn't like Poor Things. Have you seen The Lobster?
Yeah, I felt so-so on Lobster. It had just kind of a little bit weird.
Yeah, and all of his stuff is. The one I was debating whether or not, because I have a code for it, was Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Hmm.
It's I have a feeling that you're going to feel about the same on all of his movies, but I love them. And Begonia's, I think you should watch Begonia.
All right, let me wrap this episode up by saying, just reading the rest of the list and just tell me if you've seen it or not.
Okay.
Frankenstein on Netflix.
No, I don't really like Guillermo del Toro.
Okay. Marty Supreme. Have you seen this one yet?
No, but I'm waiting for it. A24 is publishing a 4K, so I'm waiting for that to come out.
Here's one I've heard of, but I don't know much about, so it's going to be hard for me to describe, even if you've never heard of it. The Secret Agent. Do you know this?
Yeah, I think it's a Brazilian movie. It's gotten very, very good reviews.
This is available on Hulu or Disney Plus if you have either of those. Okay, so I think I'm interested in that. But I get the sense it's not... Like, when I hear Secret Agent, I think, okay, I like a spy movie. Yeah, I don't get the sense it is a spy movie.
No.
Okay. Sentimental Value. Any idea what that's about?
Joachim Trier. Yeah, that's coming out on Criterion this summer, so I will see it. He's a good director.
And finally, on Netflix, Train Dreams.
I really want to watch Train Dreams.
What's this about? Why do you want
to? I don't know what it's about exactly, but I've heard comparisons to Terrence Malick.
Oh, okay.
I've heard it's very, very good, so I will watch that at some point.
All right, listeners, that...
Yeah, actually, I think Sinners might wind up being one of my least favorite out of that whole bunch.
Well, that was the list of the best picture nominees. We've seen some of them. Hope you enjoyed the Academy Awards.
One more question, mostly unrelated, but it's... Did you watch For All Mankind?
The
TV series?
Yeah. I'm caught up on that series.
I'm not caught up, but I did just start.
Oh, okay, yes.
I'm enjoying it.
Good. Yes, it's alternate history. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it does, well.
I know there's a new season coming out soon. I won't be caught up by then, but getting caught up.
Whenever you want to talk about it's been a little bit since I watched it, but we could do a quick episode on it.
What were your overall spoiler-free impressions? Like 4 stars, 5 stars?
Do you want me to tell you those kind of feelings?
Yeah.
I think I might have liked the early seasons better.
Okay. I'm at about a 4-star on it. I really like it. I don't love it, but I really like it.
Yeah, I think I really liked season one, and I think I felt less about it as it went on.
Okay.
But I am caught up. I stuck with it. All right, listeners, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Matt.
We're the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off. But yeah, let's review it anyways, if you're watching it. Okay. What made you watch it?
Well, I've wanted to watch it for a long time.
Good.
Sometimes you just decide today's the day.
It's just doing that thing that you've mentioned that I don't really like, which is, okay, now
having a system.
The season's over, and yeah. I don't know when the next season. Like, I don't even know when the last season was, and I don't know how long the wait's been.
The gaps have actually been pretty small on that show.
Okay,
it's
good.
About to have season 5, and it started in 2019.
Okay.
So it's not doing a severance.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's it. Bye.
Goodbye. You're probably watching that Godzilla show.
Actually, I mean, I do want to watch that.
I don't want to watch
it. So if we're just talking about Apple TV series, this is on my mind right now. Because, yeah, I do want to go back and watch. So I've watched season 1 of that. What's it called? Legacy. What is it called?
Monarch.
Monarch. Yeah, the Legacy of Monsters or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw season 1. Very so-so on it, but I'll watch season 2 because I like that type of thing. Shrinking. I've been wanting to watch Shrinking for the first time.
I watched a couple episodes. Did not like it.
Okay. I've been wanting to watch.
It felt like somebody, you know how Ted Lasso just got to be too much over time?
Yeah.
That felt like Shrinking took all the pieces of that were just a little too much and amplified them.
So I like Ted Lasso more than you, but I'm a little bit annoyed it's coming back. I feel like it ended, just let it end.
Ted Lasso started really good and then became insufferable.
Okay, so I watched The Morning Show season 1, which aired prior to COVID. And I haven't seen anything after that, but I think they have like 5 seasons. So I'm interested in getting back into that. Let's see here. Anything else on Apple?
I like TV? Apple. I think they do pretty good stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just looking through to see if there's any. Oh, Hijack. I've had people recommend this show with Idris Elba called Hijack to me.
I've heard it got worse.
Really? It's only on season 2.
Oh, well, sometimes things get worse.
I just heard a really bad take on a podcast I listen to, and this would be my last thought. The hosts like both Severance and Pluribus and think Pluribus is a superior show because Severance got too weird. What?
What a terrible take.
That's a terrible take.
Okay, my last thing, and then I do have to go pee. I recommended this to you over text, this movie, The Beast.
Yes, The Beast.
You have to see this.
I will watch it.
It's so good.
I'm going to have to see if my library has it.
If they don't, I'll be your library.
I can just rent it.
I'll be your library.
I can rent it digitally.
It's very David Lynchian.
Okay.
It's one to try and know as little about it going in and just let it be weird.
Okay.
Very surreal.
I will not forget. It's going to be one of my best of the year. I'll highlight it. I'll give it a high priority.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.